Authorities in Hong Kong are bracing for another huge anti-government march on Sunday after one on Saturday. The city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters have gathered in mass. The initial protests were over a now suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now protesters have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam and independent inquiry into police tactics and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Alec McWhirter, a senior bomb disposal officer, says police in Hong Kong raided a homemade explosive manufacturing lab ahead of another weekend of protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory.
This is an extremely sensitive and extremely powerful high explosive. It will cause exceptional amounts of damage when used. It is also very unstable.
Police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control crowds while the Hong Kong parliament was trashed by protesters. It's the most serious challenge to Beijing's rule since the territory was handed over in 1997. Tens of thousands gathered in Hong Kong Saturday to voice support for the police and call for an end to the violence. Health officials say that an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least six people. Various news outlets have reported heat-related deaths in the states of Maryland, Arizona, and Arkansas. The National Weather Service warned a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity in the United States over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke if precautions are not taken. Events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts and sporting events as well. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic main